Okay, our types of avalanches. There are three types of avalanches. Let's start with our loose avalanches. Loose avalanches sometimes are referred to as slough or point release. We can identify a loose avalanche by the avalanche starting from a single point and it fanning out, creating a triangle shape. They tend to be smaller than their counterpart slab avalanches, but can certainly be deadly. They can sweep us off our feet in an instant. Imagine being in cliffy terrain or bury us quickly in a terrain trap. Think about being in a gully or creek. Loose snow avalanches do not need a weak layer. It is the surface snow that slides and can sometimes step down to a slab if there is a buried weak layer below. Slab avalanches. Slab avalanches are the monsters that we hear about in the news. They tend to be larger than loose avalanches and release suddenly and all at once, quickly turning a fun day into a potentially deadly one. What we need for a slab avalanche to occur is a weak layer, slab, a trigger, and terrain steep enough to slide. We can identify a slab avalanche by the crown. This is the smooth wall that forms where the fracture line is at the top of the avalanche. Check out the photo below. And cornices. Last but not least, cornices are unique in that when they fail, that alone can create an avalanche, or it can trigger a weak layer, creating an even larger avalanche. Cornices are overhanging masses of wind-deposited snow that overhang from sharp terrain features like ridges or peaks. Cornices can become deadly quickly by breaking off in response to the weight of a person, machine, or changing weather. Check out the photos below for examples of what cornices look like. Our dry and wet avalanches. So within our loose and slab avalanches, we can have both dry snow avalanches and wet snow avalanches. Our dry snow avalanches happen midwinter when the snow is cold and the riding is good. A good trick to identify dry snow is when you cannot make a snowball. Wet avalanches happen when the weather warms up, typically in the spring or if we have a mid-winter warm-up. A good trick to identify moist or wet snow is that it is moist when you can easily make a snowball and wet when you can squeeze the water out of it. Some common signs that the snow is starting to become wet are pinwheeling, which are little balls of snow rolling down the surface, and snow falling out of trees. We can have both loose and slab dry avalanches as well as loose and slab wet avalanches. Avalanche debris is like cement regardless of it being wet or dry. With our dry snow avalanches, the friction of the snow sliding warms it up, and once it stops, it cools and freezes. We can imagine how heavy the debris from a wet avalanche would be, which is all the more reason to buy a good quality probe and shovel. Check out the photos below for dry avalanches, wet avalanches, and the video is a really good example of a loose wet avalanche that gets to be quite large.